Hey, praise God.
Well, we had those patriotic songs because it's our 4th of July weekend coming up. Well, no, well, it is the
The
weekend,
holiday
but the
tomorrow.
holidays tomorrow. Yeah, and God's truth is marching on, and regardless what they're saying about our country, we still are thanking God for this country that was started on religious freedom. We thank God that we can still worship the Lord in freedom. And we praise you, Lord, for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Okay. Let's do another USP, please. Repeat after me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus,
Heavenly Father, in the name of
I
Jesus,
am not aware of any sins.
I'm not aware of any sins.
In the name of Jesus,
In the name of Jesus,
thank you for cleansing me
thank you for cleansing me
of all unrighteousness,
of all unrighteousness,
according to 1 John 1 9.
according to 1 John 1 9. Okay, we're going to share our screen now with you.
Okay, praise the Lord. Happy birthday, USA. This is still the greatest country in the world. And 248 years ago tomorrow, a bunch of men, mostly Christian, and people argue and say that it's not a Christian country and wasn't a Christian country back then. So I'm going to say that's ridiculous. And we'll go over the details another time anytime you want to. But I think it was Patrick Henry that stated the United States was founded by Christians for Christians to follow Judeo-Christian principles. And the others are allowed here to come in because we want their freedom. So we allow that. Now, the most important written document in the world is the Bible, by far. God's exact word. All those books written, penned by different men, but one author, God. But the United States is the Declaration of Independence, in my opinion, also the very important document. This is a document that rallied the colonists to unify and create only Christian-based government in the world, at least at that time. I don't know if there's another one yet, but I'm not sure of that. But its purpose is to gain liberty and bondage from the tyrant King George III because he trampled on religious freedom, made people be downtrodden all over the world. Now, if you look at King George's reign, he was a terrible person. And if he had ever been defeated, they would write about him like they write about Hitler, but he was never defeated, so it's not written like that. But he was all over the world. He did things in India, all over, that were just challenging, okay? And the United States finally said enough. As the Americans intended to become people to be free to serve Jesus. That was their main purpose. That's why freedom of religion is the First Amendment. Freedom of speech and freedom of religion. We can never discount the fact that that is so important. If you look at this document, certain words stand out. The separation an equal state which the laws of nature and laws of God entitle them. Okay. Now, unfortunately, people don't speak like this anymore. But when Thomas Jefferson wrote this, and then Benjamin Franklin and I think it was John Hancock reviewed it and made some suggestions to change it. But the bottom line is they put every thought and every word that went in this document. Now, we have to do that with our own words. The world has gotten way too casual where they flip words around. When you look at these words, think how much they process every single word. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. They're endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. None of these are life, liberty, in the pursuit of happiness. Now, pursuit does not guarantee, okay? But you're allowed the freedom to make your own choices, decide your own course in life. With that does come some risk. You may make certain mistakes and challenges, but that's where we go to the Bible and we hear from God so we don't make those. When I said before, King George was a tyrant. These men were wealthy men. They could have very easily just ridden their lives out in comfort, not worried about a thing. But these men signed their name to certain torture and death if they had failed. They were imperfect men, to be sure. The United States Declaration of Independence is a God-given gift. Therefore, please don't take it for granted. Of the 200 and some odd founding fathers, if we would have failed, they would have been tortured, hung, their families would have been tortured, and other properties would have been taken away. They put all that on the line for you. So today, you could be free. Now, it's my personal belief that this was an act of God. I believe God put it all on these men's heart at the same time. To have this many men come together at the same time with the same belief that they could be free from a tyrant like King George. Now, when you look at the American Revolution, for us, that small 13 states at that time with limited resources, taking on the biggest, most powerful army in the world, was nothing more than a David and Goliath situation. But because God was on our side, or more importantly, we were on God's side, we won. Okay? Now, Satan doesn't like the fact that we have freedom. Satan is trying to take away our God-given freedom. He doesn't want you free to preach. He doesn't want you free to praise. He doesn't want you free to worship. He wants to take that away from you. So Galatians 5:1, stand fast, therefore, in liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again to the yoke of bondage. You know, King George wants us in bondage to him. We fight every generation to make sure that nobody takes us back to bondage. Okay? Christ made us free. As long as we stay with the Lord, with Christ our Lord and Savior, we will be free. Now, two of the main concepts of war were cut the supply lines. Coronavirus came from the devil. It's like when the enemy cuts off normal supplies. And B, divide and conquer. Mark 3:25, a house divided itself cannot stand. Racial division, rioting, anarchy, churches were severely affected, and the post-COVID effects caused church attendance to severely drop. So the main reason why the Holy Spirit led us to write the Morning Miracle book to encourage Christians worldwide to seek first the kingdom of God. People became afraid of being around other people because of a contagious disease, which divides family structure and social community. Social distancing caused church to limit live attendance, so they were forsaking the live assembly of the brethren. Let's talk about this for a minute. Going back when COVID came in, one of the main things the devil wanted to do was shut down the churches. We weren't allowed to pray. We weren't allowed to sing in church. We had to distance 6 feet away. As we talked to our pastoral friends out there, we know churches that were at 3,000 died down to less than 100. Even after COVID, they didn't come back to the church itself. It's been a challenging situation. Okay. Now, there's a pastor in Pasadena, Cheyenne. He actually went all the way to the Supreme Court saying that going to church was essential, as essential as any business. And he won. That's why we could go back to church. Now, our job is to pray that people start going back to church and get closer to God, because Satan wants us separated. He wants us not being in communication with God. You know, and we here at ABC were fortunate that we're already set up to go on the internet right away. And it's been a blessing. And that's why we are still very, very strong. And we're going to get stronger and stronger as time goes on. Okay. Great. Number three, Christians do not wrestle against people, but demonic entities. Okay. Ephesians 6:12. We're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Now, coronavirus and racism are two of Satan's biggest weapons against Christians to date, fear and hate. And as bad as this is, the future will be worse because the second seal is not opened up yet. So we need to get the body of Christ ready. Now, I'm for 100% for peaceful protests. I'm totally against mob rule, okay? I believe you got the right to speak. I've got the right to make your presence known, okay? I don't believe they have the right to damage anybody else's property or doing things. In fact, Martin Luther King was a perfect example of that. He was a peaceful man. He made his protest, and he changed the world. That is a peaceful, godly man, okay? Matthew 8:9, for I am a man in authority with soldiers under me. Okay. That, of course, was a centurion talking to Jesus to get his servant healed. He understood authority. So even though there's things we don't like in this country, like we didn't like the coronavirus situation, but we do have the ability to go and come against it as Cheon did, taking all the way to Supreme Court. Okay. That is a freedom in this country. You couldn't do that in China. You couldn't do that in almost any other country in the world. You'd be stopped because you don't have the right to do that. This is why this is such a Christian thing, because God gave us our freedoms. We must use them properly to do the best we can to make this a more Christian nation every day. Okay. Now, with freedom comes responsibility. 1 Peter 2, 15 to 16. For it is God's will and intention that by doing right, your good and honest life should silence, muzzle, gag the ignorant charges of the ill-informed criticism of foolish people, persons. Live as free people. See, freedom is even in the Bible. Yet without employing your freedom as a pretext for wickedness. Now, that's a key word here. Many people in the world today use their freedom as a pretext for wickedness. They do evil things because they're free to do it. Well, they have a free will. This is true. This is true. But if we're godly people, we use our freedom, live at all times as servants of God. Okay? Servants of God bring about responsible freedom in a godly manner. Okay? People became great obstacles with God. There are so many of them. George Washington Carver. The man single-handedly saved the economy of the South because he'd go into his laboratory, close the curtain, and pray to God to give him ideas. And he had so many ideas that we don't even know to this day what they were because there's so many. But he found 300 uses for the peanut, which he's most famous for. And we started talking for 10 minutes at the Congress one time at about the 8-minute mark, don't take as much time as he needed because it was such an informative and interesting person, you know. Who became a great officer with God? Of course, Abraham Lincoln, of course, freed the slaves. His thing was he hated slavery. He asked God to be able to do something about it. And although he failed many times, if you look back at his history, he was eventually able to do what he set out to do, okay? And the list goes on and on of people who do great things with God. We are with God. We must ask God what we're supposed to do and follow him with him. We will do great things for his kingdom. Now, we get blessed at the same time, but we do things for his kingdom. Okay? Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom in Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Now the Lord is the Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, emancipation from bondage, and freedom. Be overcomers who have freedom in Christ Jesus, okay? We are free in Jesus Christ. Satan wants to enslave everybody. As long as we're in Jesus Christ, we are free. And that is so important. And this is the one country we still have the right to do that and to be free. Be an overcomer who has freedom in Christ Jesus. Now, fill in the blank on this. Freedom from what? Freedom from fear, freedom from lack, anxiety, panic, sickness, depression, anger, perfectionism. Okay. We can be free of all that through Christ Jesus. Go ahead and write down what you need to be free of. We're going to pray over this in a little bit. Whatever your challenge is, be it fear, be it lack, depression, anger, perfectionism, etc. Whatever it is, if it's something that's on this list, that's fine. Whatever your biggest challenge are, you need to be set free from it. Okay? We're going to pray for God's freedom, a love, joy, peace, and unity for our entire country. Okay?
Okay, so let's take a minute. Everyone, get out a paper or a pen or pencil or on your phone. And in what area do you still need to get set free from? And just dig deep. And this is between you and God, so no one's going to see it. But I think we need to pray to have freedom in Christ Jesus in each area. I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit to help each of us to identify areas of bondage that we didn't know were there, that we are unaware of, and that He could reveal to us. I was praying with someone this morning, and this person is a very dedicated ABC-er, and the Lord showed this person something that they had been praying over for a long time, and a very mature Christian. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, during Awake 6:33 and praying in Mary tongues, the Holy Spirit revealed to this person something that was a root cause that was generational and never realized it could have been generational, and went and broke curses over that and got set free. And that was, you know how you confess your sin, repent, and renounce it and break it, and then it comes back, and then you're okay for a while, and then it happens again, and you're like, what's going on? I broke curses over that. That usually means there could still be a root that you didn't get to. And finally, in Mary Tongues today, got the revelation of what that root was. After Mary Tongues gave us the testimony and called Pastor James and I, and that was a really great victory to identify something that that person wasn't aware of. So I believe that tonight, because the Spirit of the Lord is here, tonight is liberty and emancipation from any bondage that any of us have been challenged with. Is it sickness? Is it insomnia? Is it pain, physical or emotional? Is it panic? Is it depression? Is it, whatever it is, perfectionism, or OCDing over things, or stressing out about things, or whatever it is. So let's USP again and reestablish the kingdom of God. And let's everyone do that on your own, and then ask the Holy Spirit. Let's USP together and ask the Holy Spirit together. I'll lead you in a prayer, and then we can KOG in a whisper after. So if you want to do this workshop exercise, so Wednesday nights are when we can apply the Word of God into our own lives, okay? So say with me, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus,
Heavenly Father, in the name of
I am
Jesus,
not aware of any sins.
I'm not aware of any
In the
sins.
name of Jesus,
In the name of
thank
Jesus,
you for cleansing me
thank you for
of
cleansing
all
me of
unrighteousness
all unrighteousness.
according to 1 John
According to 1 John
1 9.
1 9.
So, Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit,
I want to be completely free.
I want to be completely free.
And where you are,
Where you are,
There is liberty.
There is liberty.
There's emancipation from bondage.
There's emancipation from bondage.
There's freedom of everything.
There's freedom of everything.
So I want to be free of every bondage.
Want to be free of every bondage.
Will you reveal to me?
Will you reveal to me?
And identify.
And identify.
What sins I'm unaware of.
What sins I'm unaware of.
Or generational curses.
Or generational curses.
So I thank you for showing me that right now.
Thank you for showing me that right now.
So I can write it down.
So I can write it down.
And I could break curses on that.
Break curses on that.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. So we'll just give you a few minutes and we'll be reestablishing the kingdom of God, those of us that know how to do that. And that will reestablish the kingdom of God over everyone, because there's some people who don't know how to do that. Okay, so now just take some time to write whatever comes to your mind that you still might need to get set free from. And there might be different fears, and write each of them separate. Like if there's fear of getting sick again, fear of someone specifically, fear of like say challenges of cancer, fear of not having enough money to pay your bills, fear of your business not being able to grow right, fear of like claustrophobia, being in small spaces, fear of public speaking, but whatever it is. Write those specific fear challenges. Okay. All right. So we're going to break curses on all these. Okay. So repeat with me, please. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
I confess and repent of the sins
repent of the sins of
fear from.
Fear from.
And you name each one of them. Oh, I'm sorry. It should be fear of, not fear from, fear of, and name each one. And in the name of Jesus,
And in the name of Jesus,
I repent
I repent
of not having freedom
not having freedom
from the following things
from the following things
and not realizing
and not realizing
that I needed emancipation
I need emancipation
from that bondage.
from that bondage.
And I want to have freedom from
I want to have freedom from.
and name what you need to be set free from, like depression or sickness or anger or perfectionism or whatever that you feel that you need to be set free from. Okay, so let's move forward. And in the name of
In
Jesus,
the name of Jesus,
I repent of all my sins of attitudes, intentions,
functions of attitudes, intentions,
desires,
desires,
thoughts, memories, words,
thoughts, memories, words,
actions, or deeds
actions or deeds
concerning all these sins
concerning all these sins
of what I just repented of.
of what I just repented of
And Pastor James and I agree with you in Jesus' name.
with you in Jesus' name.
Now you say, in the name of Jesus,
In the name of
I
Jesus,
forgive myself
forgive
and
myself
or anyone from my heart
and or anyone from my
who
heart
have participated in these sins,
who participate in these sins,
including my ancestors,
including my
or
ancestors,
anyone who caused me to sin,
or anyone who caused me to sin,
or been affected by these
or
sins.
been affected by these
And in the
sins.
name of Jesus,
In the name of
I
Jesus,
bless all of us from my heart,
bless all of us from my heart.
and I love each person
I love each person
and myself
and myself
with the love of the Lord.
with the love of the
And
Lord.
Pastor James and I agree with you
We
in
agree with you in
Jesus'
Jesus'
name.
name.
Now you say, in the name of Jesus,
In the name of
I
Jesus.
take away the legal right of Satan,
Take away the legal right of Satan,
every demon, devil, and evil spirit
every demon, devil, and evil
to
spirit
operate in me
to operate in me
or on me
or on me
or my body
or my
or
body
my life
or my life
because of these sins.
because of these sins
And you can no longer affect me
no longer affect me
in any way,
in any way,
shape, or form.
shape, or form.
And Pastor James and I agree with you in
Agree with you in
Jesus'
Jesus'
name.
name.
Now you say, in the name of Jesus,
In the name of
I
Jesus,
break every ungodly soul tie,
through ungodly soul tie.
heart tie,
Heart tie,
ungodly thought tie,
ungodly thought tie,
ungodly mind tie,
ungodly mind tie,
ungodly body tie,
ungodly body tie,
ungodly tongue,
ungodly tongue,
and negative word tie
and negative word tie
to these sins
to these
and to
sins,
every person and spiritual being
and every person and spiritual being
connected to or behind these
connected or
sins.
behind these sins.
And I cancel, make null, and void
And I cancel, make null, and void
all negative words
all negative
that I
words,
could have spoken over myself or
could
others,
for myself or others.
or that other people
The other
could
people,
have spoken over me and my
people
family,
are me and my family,
especially any diagnoses.
especially in diagnoses.
And Pastor James and I agree with you in
Forgive you in
Jesus'
Jesus'
name.
name.
In the name of Jesus,
In the name of
I
Jesus,
break every curse,
I break every
every
curse,
generational curse,
every generational
every
curse,
ungodly vow,
every ungodly
every
vow,
ungodly covenant or
every
promise,
ungodly covenant or promise,
every ungodly contract,
every ungodly
every
contract,
ungodly hold,
every ungodly hold,
every ungodly hook,
every ungodly hook.
every ungodly obligation,
Every godly obligation,
every ungodly expectation,
every godly
every
expectation,
ungodly goal or dream,
every godly goal or dream,
every diagnosis,
every
and
diagnosis,
every connection to evil
every connection to evil,
resulting from these sins.
resulting from these sins.
And Pastor James and I agree with you in the
With
name
you
of
in Jesus'
Jesus. Now
name.
you say, in the name of Jesus,
In the name of Jesus,
I have been set free
I've been set free
by Jesus Christ.
by Jesus Christ.
She or he, if you're a woman, say she.
He.
And yeah, man says he. Who the sun
The
sets
sun
free
sets free.
is free
It's free
indeed.
indeed.
I,
I,
say your name,
James,
am now free
am now free.
in the name of
In the
Jesus.
name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so now here's another prayer I want you to say. In the name of
In
Jesus,
the name of Jesus.
I am fearless
I am fearless
and full of faith.
and full of faith.
I have been set free.
I've been set free
from all bondage.
From all bondage.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
And we agree with you. Hallelujah. Okay, here's one more prayer we want to pray for our nation. And we invite you to say this prayer to unify our country in love, joy, and peace. And we're going to repeat that after Pastor James.
Okay, so repeat after me, please. Dear Heavenly Father.
Dear Heavenly Father.
We come to you in the name of Jesus.
We come to you in the name of Jesus.
According to 2 Chronicles.
According to 2 Chronicles.
7 to 14.
7 through 14.
We come to you humbly.
It's actually chapter 7, verse 14, sorry.
Oh, chapter 7, verse 14.
Yeah.
We come to you humbly.
We come to you humbly.
To pray.
To pray.
Seek your face.
Seek your face.
And turn from our wicked ways.
And turn from our wicked ways.
We ask you to hear us.
We ask you to hear us.
Forgive us of our sins.
Forgive us of our sins.
And heal our land.
And heal our land.
Even though this land.
Even though this land.
Has sinned.
Has sinned.
We believe here.
We believe here.
Grace abounds more.
Grace abounds more.
As we guard our heart.
As we guard our heart.
Which is the wellspring of life.
Which is the wellspring of life.
We forgive everyone.
We forgive everyone.
Who has ever hurt.
Who has ever hurt.
Or offended me.
Or offended me.
We ask you to send.
We ask you to send.
Ministers in the field.
Ministers in the field.
To use this challenging time.
To use this challenging time.
To bring people closer to you.
To bring people closer to you.
To bring revival.
To bring revival.
To the entire world.
To the entire world.
We believe that what the devil has meant for bad.
We believe that what the devil has meant for bad.
You, God, will turn to good.
You, God, or Lord, will turn to good.
Let this change start with me.
Let this change start with me.
To be an example.
To be an example.
As I walk in all the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
As I walk in all the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
Which is God's love, joy.
Which is God's love, joy.
Peace, patience.
Peace, patience.
Kindness, goodness.
Kindness, goodness.
Faithfulness, gentleness.
Faithfulness, gentleness.
And self-control.
And self-control.
Lord, help us to remember.
Lord, help us to remember.
To stand fast.
To stand fast.
Therefore, in the liberty.
Therefore, in the liberty.
By which Christ has made us free.
By which Christ has made us free.
And do not be entangled.
And do not be entangled.
Again with the yoke of bondage.
Again with the yoke of bondage.
As it says in Galatians 5:1.
As it says in Galatians 5:1.
And also help us.
And also help us.
To remember that it says.
To remember that it says.
In 2 Corinthians 3:17.
In 2 Corinthians 3:17.
Amplified Classic.
Amplified Classic.
That now the Lord is the Spirit.
Now the Lord is the Spirit.
And where the Spirit of the Lord is.
And where the Spirit of the Lord is.
There is liberty.
There is liberty.
Emancipation from bondage.
Emancipation from bondage.
Freedom.
Freedom.
So we ask you, Heavenly Father.
So we ask you, Heavenly Father.
To have the Holy Spirit.
To have the Holy Spirit.
Bring another revival.
Bring another revival.
To our nation.
To our nation.
So we can continue.
So we can continue.
To have our freedom.
To have our freedom.
In Christ Jesus.
In Christ Jesus.
Without fear.
Without fear.
Of it becoming.
Of it becoming.
Illegal to worship God.
Illegal to worship God.
In our nation.
In our nation.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Well, hope that helps some of you. Did some of you get blessed by that today? Okay, let's see. Anybody want to raise your hands? Any raised hands? Anybody want to share how that's blessed you? Peter? You can unmute yourself.
Yeah, I think that was Sharon that raised her hand rather than me, but
I saw you nodding your head.
It did. Oh, okay. It did bless me. In fact, I would like to get a copy of that if you could send it out. I could print it out and keep reading it.
Oh, okay, great. I will have that posted on abcchurchondemand.org.
Okay.
So you can go there and look at today's date, July 3rd. And then you could print it from there. Great. Okay. And who had had their hand up? I think it was
Sharon.
Had a thumbs up. Sharon Crane, did you have your hand up?
No. I was muted and
Okay.
Annie, maybe with Annie.
Annie, did you have your hand up or your thumbs up?
My thumb was up because, yes, I got blessed. I don't have anything to say, though.
Okay, good. Good. I'm glad that blessed you. Amen. Anybody like to share anything if that lesson blessed you? And something that you might want to do is look over that yourself on a regular basis and see, is there anything that I need to get set free from still? Because sometimes it's like that onion layer that's peeled back and there's other things we may or may not realize. It's always a good thing to keep checking. Amen?
Amen.
If you use a statement that says, I do not like this, many times people may not realize it's attached to fear. That something they don't like is fear. Except for if it's food. That's just a taste. Okay. All right. Well, I'm glad some of you got blessed by that. Okay. We're going to do communion now. So Sharon and Susan are going to do communion. Do you want to do another USP?
Sure. Let's do the USP.
And then Pastor James can do the 20 count afterwards of the affirmation.
All right. So repeat after me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
I am not aware.
I'm not aware of any sins.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Of all unrighteousness.
Of all unrighteousness.
According to 1 John 1 9.
According to 1 John 1 9. Okay, so now we're going to ask Sharon and Susan to do communion.
Very good.
You should be able to unmute yourselves now. Let's see. Okay, try now. Okay. Who's doing the body?
Susan.
Susan. Oh, okay. I thought you were.
Tag, you're it.
Pastor James.
Okay, so I'm doing the body. Okay, no problem. Okay. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that on the same night in which you were betrayed, you took bread. And when you had given thanks, you broke it and said, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving your body to be broken for us, for our healing, our wholeness, our restoration, our shalom, shalom, nothing missing, nothing broken. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you said in John 6:48, I am that bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which comes down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. Thank you, Lord. When we eat your body, we eat your flesh. When we eat your flesh, we eat the living bread. And we declare that we shall never die. In the name of Jesus, we now receive this precious body of Jesus broken for us. And we declare that we have been healed, restored, and rejuvenated. And we shall never die. We shall be alive and remain in faith until we are raptured and caught up with you in the clouds and be with you forever. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
And I agree and I receive in Jesus' name.
Praise your name. And we believe and we receive your body your flesh, which is the bread of life, and our healing now. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. And I agree and I receive in Jesus' name.
After the supper, our Lord Jesus also took the cup, saying, "For this is my blood in the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remissions of sins." We thank you, Lord, we are one of the many who accept this covenant of blood. You provide the blood, and we receive this covenant by providing our bodies, not as a sacrifice of death, but as a living sacrifice, a sacrifice of obedience unto life. We choose to die to self, but to live for you. As we drink this blood, we remind our Heavenly Father that Jesus said that if we eat his body, which we just did, and if we drink his blood, which we are about to do, then we shall never die, but we shall live forever. Lord Jesus, we shall be alive and be remaining in faith when you return, and we shall be given a fully glorified body. We shall put on immortality. We now drink your precious life-saving blood. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
I agree and I receive in Jesus' name.
Okay, praise God. Now we do our 20 affirmations. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Everybody ready? We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
One more.
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Okay, that was a beautiful communion, Susan and Sharon. We really appreciate that. It was wonderful. And who would like to do communion, the body, next Wednesday? Any volunteers? Let's see. Denise, would you like to do communion next week?
Okay,
the body. And then Donna Guntel, would you like to do the blood next week?
Okay,
great. All right, that's wonderful.
Thank you.
All right. Now, we're not going to have after service prayer after on Wednesday nights. There doesn't seem to be much need for it, and a lot of people are getting a lot out of the services. And we will have after service prayer for private individual prayer on Sundays after service. That will still be available. And of course, if anybody needs to call Pastor James and I midweek if something's urgent, okay? So we are going to have a wonderful Sunday service. So don't miss that. And don't forget, Friday night is at 5:33 p.m. It's going to be the Morning Miracle Monthly Book Club. We're going to be doing chapter 6. It doesn't matter if some people haven't read the other chapters yet. We could just jump right in. But we are going to do some teaching that is beyond the Morning Miracle book. And we are going to touch on some spiritual warfare. So we would like you to join us if you can. There is a separate Zoom link. A different email has already been sent out today. So look in your emails from Karen@awake633.com. You can look in the search bar. It might have gone to your spam if your computer doesn't recognize that email. So if you just put the Morning Miracle Monthly Book Club, that's another way to search for it. But everyone did already get that email sent out. If you didn't get it for some reason, let us know. We'll make sure that you get your Zoom link. Also, that is a recurring monthly book club link. If you got in last time, you should have that email as well. So just to let you know. We look forward to seeing those of you at 6:33 a.m. tomorrow morning. We are still going to be praying, and it won't be a long one since it's a holiday.
Right.
Those of you that are taking the day off, we understand you might be not able to Zoom, but we're all going to be connected in prayer anyhow. And if you can't make it, you are covered with prayer, but we will be there if anyone wants to join us. And we figured the devil doesn't take a vacation. So we're just going to keep hitting him hard. And there's people going through struggles every day. We want to keep covering them every day so that we're a support system. Amen. Okay. Well, everyone can unmute if you want to say goodbye to each other.
And everybody enjoy your well-deserved day off tomorrow.
Yes. I hope people can get some relaxed time tomorrow, hopefully. And can rest up some. Anyway, we love you guys.
God bless.
God bless.
Have a good
morning, everyone.
Thanks for joining us. Love you all. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.